The Santam has decided to offer settlement to its clients, those clients who have the business interruption insurance. Santam and other employers originally denying that they needed to pay, originally arguing that the lockdown was the proximate cause of the loss of business revenue, not the pandemic. But the High Court and the Supreme Court of Appeal, in another case, not a case involving Santam, has squashed those arguments. So Santam is now saying that it is going to offer its hospitality and leisure customers a full and final settlement of 3 months of losses. Doesn't matter what your policy said, whether you had an indemnity period of 6 or 12 or 18 months in your contract with Santam. Santam is saying he has 3 months' worth of business losses. Take it or leave it. Ryan Woolley, CEO of Insurance Claims Africa. What do you think, Ryan?
Well, I mean, we're pleased that Santam has conceded that that they're liable for these losses. We don't think that trying to bully them into a 3 month settlement, when we're still going to the Supreme Court with them on the My Africa matter to determine whether the indemnity period should be 6, 12, 18, or 3 months. We've got a judgment that's against it, that says that it's the full policy period, and they are arrogantly saying that they are going to only offer 3 months, and if we want to fight them, they will not let our My Africa matter set precedent, and they will fight us on every individual matter, and we must take them to court to get them to pay more.
So, I mean, can I understand that? They are saying that even if the Supreme Court of Appeal rules against them in the My Africa case, they won't see that as setting a precedent for every claim. They will argue each and every individual claim made under the business interruption insurance.
Correct. So what we're dealing with is an insurer that's just going straight back into the age-old kick the can down the road, delay, deny, defend, and tough strategy, try and outlast your client, and enter into a two-year litigation battle. I don't know who's giving them the strategy, but, I shudder to think what their shareholders would think. You know, we had a compromise offer that we had put to them many months ago, which they ignored. And now that they are due to pay full value, they're not willing to wait to hear what the judiciary has to say. They're going to rather try and bully their clients, who are very vulnerable and require funds, into taking these 3 months settlement.
Because I was going to say, and you've led me into this question, there are a lot of people who are so desperate for funds and simply can't afford to wait to argue a case on an individual level, and they'll very begrudgingly and very annoyedly take the money, I suspect.
But that's where I think the FSCA will step in. I think that, Santam always said that they wanted legal certainty. Well, this is an issue that requires legal certainty. And yet they're going to try and wriggle out of it once again. I think the FSCA has got to come through and got to say, no, you can make these payments as interim payments and pending legal certainty, and we'll wait to see what the outcome is. And it is binding an SCA judgment. Will set precedent. We're waiting to hear from what our legal team thinks, but I mean, in terms of theirs, I would think that it sets precedent. It's the highest court in the country. We'll just have to wait and see, but we're still going to put a fight up, and we are looking at other options. We're looking at trying to find a bridging finance company that potentially will finance these interim payments and keep the companies afloat, because the insurer is going to be liable for these payments regardless. So the payments for the three-month period are effectively guaranteed. So if we can get that right, it does mean further costs for the insured, but it does mean that they have a chance to wait to see whether they are due the 6, 12, or 18 months.
Most of the people on whose behalf you are acting, Ryan, do most people have a cover beyond the 3 months which Santam is offering? Do most people have 6, 9, 12, 18 months?
Absolutely. Okay. The hospitality and leisure policy which we're dealing with, Santam argued that there's a 3 month limitation. We went to court disputing that fact, and the judgment from the Full Cape Bench was categoric. The 18 month applies. So I would say that 95% of our clients probably fit into the bracket where they have 12 months to 18 months gap.
Ryan Willey, thanks as always for keeping us up to date on this long-running and rather desperate saga. Ryan Willey, the CEO of Insurance Claims Africa.